fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
This is Buck the Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
God Nation.
Perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. They always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you. He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But he can break his point of view. Just stand and fight. All men create living inequality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine.
I've never seen such a bunch of two-tone wearing, Vespa driving, root food eating skedaddlers in all my life! That'd be lovely. We're the Kingpins of Ska, and it's very good for us to be here at Bienvenue Tout Le Monde. We'd like to start this next song with the first song, which is the title track from our new upcoming... No, it's not upcoming! It's here right now! Everything you need to know about life is in this song, ladies and gentlemen. This song is called Watch Your Back.
Get your hands up, reggae. my flaws that grip me, tear me, make me doubt the cause that can't stop me. I wanna be left alone. I'll make the sun rise, shadows disappear, I'll do it my way. Nothing left to fear in the end, it all remains the same.
We'll be right back. Howdy, folks. This is Chris,
Andy,
and Scott.
We are from The Living End, and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors, and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs. Dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
It's cool. No chanson, say tear it up, it goes like this.
Planet Smashers, better tear it up there. Live Planet Smashers as well. Welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your glorious helping of Ska for another week. Yes, I'm going to be bringing you the best, yes, the best Ska tunes from absolutely anywhere and everywhere to fill your ear holes with glee. Yes, I'm going to be bringing you the best ska tunes absolutely from everywhere, and our global journey through the world of ska has taken us to Montreal, people. Montreal, Quebec in Canada. I'm going to go play hockey. I'm going to go curling at the Bonchville, eh? Our global journey through the world of ska has taken us to the beautiful city of Montreal, home of the Montreal Machine, if you ever followed the World League of American Football back in the 90s like I did. Yes, the Planet Smashers, probably the most well-known Montreal ska band, and definitely the most active, and the oldest as well. I'll get into the Montreal ska scene in a little bit, because first, we kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with the VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. Yes, Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free, as the VO say. We are using Ukraine must be free for our mantra, our anthem for world peace. Yes, for world peace, people. Ska can save the world. It probably won't. We are using Ukraine must be free as a metaphor for all compromised areas of the world, all regions that are under duress. We go to Ukraine, we go to Israel and Palestine, Myanmar, Taipei, Taiwan, Sudan. There are many, many others. Lots happening everywhere all around the world. So, Ukraine must be free, all countries must be free. We wish for an end to conflict and war. Political gains are a minimum, and civilian lives are being lost every day, unnecessarily. So, we wish all countries can be free, all regions can be free, all compromised towns, cities, villages, states, and nations should be just left alone. Can't we all get along? Yes, please. Anyway, we move to the beautiful Bandcamp.com. Yes, we can use Bandcamp.com to support bands in compromised areas that need our help and probably need it a little bit more than we do ourselves, okay? Bandcamp.com has bands from all over the world. They put their albums up, they sell merch, they do lots of things. We can buy that digital music and that money will go directly to the bands that need it most. They're not recording new music, they're not playing gigs, they are not selling merch generally, they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. So we can support them. We can buy some digital music, and that money won't go to the government for a war effort. Yes, it will go to the members of the bands, hopefully, fingers crossed. Go to Bandcamp.com. If you want to follow the VO, if you want to buy the Green album from the VO, just look up the VYO. The Green album is there. Click on the album. You can buy it. You can buy it by track if you so desire. But you can also search for many, many other bands. There is a location search on Bandcamp where you can type in Israel, Palestine. You can type in a city. You can type in Adelaide, Darwin, Canberra. All those towns that really do need our help. Tel Aviv, Jeddah, Taipei, Ho Chi Minh City. You can type in anything you like. It will bring up all the bands from those regions. Then you can buy the digital music. You can search by genre. We do like ska on this show for some unknown reason. Ska is a genre on Bandcamp. You can find ska, click on ska, bring up all the bands. You can then do a search, not only by location, you can do a search by new releases, the most popular. I'm sure you can do A to Z's. There are lots of things you can do with Bandcamp. You can just play the music as well. Oh, who would have thought of that? Yes. Now, I have been quoting this for a few months now. If you buy one album, yeah, just one album on the Bandcamp, that is the equivalent of anything between 15 and 30,000 individual plays on streaming services, all right? Just get that thought round your muddled minds, all right? One album purchase, and we're helping people in need, will be the equivalent of 15 to 30,000 individual plays on streaming services. I'm not going to name the streaming services. There are, you can guess for yourself, basically. So, buy an album, get some money to those people that need a little bit more than we do, and let's keep the music industry going in compromised regions, all right? Just take it from your old mate, Beefy. Tell the VO I sent them there. All right, Montreal, we've done London, we've done Birmingham and the Midlands, we've done Sydney and Melbourne, Tokyo, New York City, Los Angeles, we did Mexico City, Hamburg has been on our radar. This week, it's Montreal. Yes, those dual language speaking freaks of nature, the Quebecians, I don't even know if they're called Quebecians. Montrealers? I don't know. Anyway, we started our journey through Montreal ska with the Kingpins. They were a very well-known band for about 10 years, from 1994 to 2004. Three albums I chose, a live version of the title track of their second album. Oh, debut album, Watch Your Back, from 1996. Then we went to K-Man and the 45s. Big fans of those guys. They're very supportive of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy as well. They've done five albums so far, including last year's, was it called Primed to Go, I think? Primed to Go came out last year on the old Stomp Records. We play quite a few tracks off Primed to Go. But in this instance, off their debut album, Got Me a Move in 2012, To Reggae for Punk. Loving it from the K-Man and the 45s. Then we went to General Rudy, that absolutely tore it up in the late 90s, early 2000s. They were around for 9 years, but only did two albums. I took Shelter off their last album, Take Your Place, from 2004. They did some reunion shows in 2014. I don't know if there's any plans to do any 2024 reunion shows. I'm just making that up. So that could well be a thing, that they do these reunion shows every 10 years. But General Rudy, check them out. Couple of albums, very, very good. Then we went to the Rocksteady Kings of Canada, The Beatdown. Three albums. They formed out of the ashes of the One Night Band, who were another really well-known Canadian ska band. Those guys formed in 2009, three albums later, but they were only around for about 4 years. Did 300-odd shows. Walking Proud came out in 2012. The Other Side is the track I chose off The Beatdown. Please check out The Beatdown stuff. It is very good if you're into your old rock steady. And I finished off with The Planet Smashers. They've done nine albums. They've been around since 1993. Mixed Messages came out in 2014. I chose a live version of that album, Tear It Up. The Planet Smashers are probably playing live somewhere because, oh, in fact, they are. Just this week, they are playing in Rimouski at the Grand Fête Delus on August the 1st in Quebec City. I'm assuming Rimouski is QC? Yeah, I suppose so. Playing Brooklyn in New York, September, Philadelphia and Hampton, Virginia at Supernova International Ska Festival. I wish I was going. I love the Planet Smashers. They are absolutely fantastic. They got to number one in Beefy's top 30 of, I'm going to say, 2021 with Break My Neck, A Love Song. That was it. So it was the number one hit in Beefy's top 30 of 2019. So please check out Too Much Information. It's an absolute brilliant album, The Planet Smashers. I have to make some apologies because there are some absolutely brilliant ska bands from Montreal that I didn't get to put on this. I might do Montreal again down the line. Danny Rebel and the KGB, Top Ranking, or Swingy Relatives as they became known. Frank Batard's Two Stone to Skank, Me Mom and Morgan Teller. And I just mentioned the One Night Band as well that broke up and formed The Beatdown. So Montreal, goal, goal, goal. If you've got any suggestions for our journey through global ska, I want to know cities. Five bands from those cities. You can even pick the tunes you want to hear. I've done, like I said, I don't know, we've probably done two. I should put them on a list on my social media. But if you do want to suggest a city, then name the bands, name the songs, whatever you want to do. Check me out on social media, Ska Nation Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Just send me a message and your suggestions and I'll definitely put it on the show, because the less work I have to do, the better it is for everyone. And at the end of the day, this show is your show. I only choose the music because this is the music I want to hear. Let me know the tunes you want to hear and let's just do it that way. Makes it so much easier. Alrighty, you are listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Thank you for joining me. I wholly appreciate it. We're going to go to Sydney now. The All-Nighters. Yes, the All-Nighters, the world-famous All-Nighters, have announced their final ever shows. Coming up in October, they're playing Cronulla, and down here in Melbourne with Looney Tunes and the Kitty Hawks. Then they're doing Adelaide, Brisbane and Gosford in November. They are finishing it off, their final ever show at the Pado RSL in Sydney on November 30. They will be missed. They are absolute icons in Australia. They are one of the first ska bands to get national airplay and go international as well with their cover of Montego Bay. Anyway, I'm going to jump back to their debut single, 1981. This didn't appear on any of the albums, but it appeared on the compilations later on. But this is Shimeda Maki Yara Me. We're going live, people. We're going live. All-nighters.
Yeah.
brand new from the Snouts out of Brisbane, The Great Disgrace. Cracking new tune from those guys. Been playing quite a bit lately, and I think they have just been added to a gig on Saturday night up there in Brisbane. Queer's Witch at Banshees plus Folk Punk After Party. It's at Banshees Bar Saturday night with Jody Flange and a few other bands. Genghis Taylor, I can see there. They have used rainbow text, which it is impossible to read if you're a bit blind like me, unfortunately. So you can see the Snouts on a Saturday night. They're headlining Queer's Witch at Banshees. Banshees Bar Saturday night or Saturday afternoon in Brisbane. Before that, the All Nighters, another Australian band that are going to do some live shows, but they're calling it quits. Yes, they're playing at Brass Monkey Cronulla October 12th, Prince Ballroom in Melbourne October 19th, with Looney Tunes and the Kitty Hawks, November 2nd, Unibar Adelaide, November 9th, the Back Room in Brisbane, November 16th, Entertainment Grounds in Gosford. I'm pretty sure that is with the Hoodoo Gurus and their final ever show. Yes, ever show for the All-Nighters, the legendary All-Nighters, the Paddo RSL in Sydney on November 30. You just heard their debut single from 1981. Yep, 81. She made a monkey out of me. All right, you just heard the Snouts, and Mel fronts up the Snouts, and she does a absolutely fine job. Now, in honour of our new friend Eileen up there in Maitland, runs Duke's Restaurant and Bar, I have brought in Eileen's words of wisdom for strong-minded female individuals, or from and for strong-minded female individuals. This one is from Margaret Thatcher. If you just set out to be liked, you would be prepared to compromise on anything at any time, and you would achieve nothing. Well, clearly Margaret Thatcher didn't set out to be liked, because if you're Welsh, yeah, she's not a very liked person. Absolutely, unfortunately. But that's life. It's all water under the bridge. The 80s now, isn't it? Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Rest in hell. Yeah, just rest, Margaret Thatcher. With our strength in mind of female individuals, we're going to go with the Body Snatchers, Rhoda Dacker. She is just about to play Rebellion at the Punk Rock Festival in Blackpool this weekend. I'm going to go back to her Body Snatchers days. Was this their second single? It definitely was on Two Tone. Let's do Rocksteady. Do
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She struggled to get by. Heavy loads, soggy dog, where there's no bones, and I can see you're without a bone. To sit on your own and cry because you're losing home. The soggy dog, where there's no bones, and I can see you're without. I know a place where it's not.
Lost the fucking place.
Looking for something better. 69 Canning Street. 69 Canning Street. Seems that nothing is Canning Street. I feel like getting wet. So sometimes I'm trying to make it sweet. 69 Canning Street, 69 Canning Street. Now you never ever wanna come home. You got your eyes on the prize, it's just a minute to hope. God is gone. Don't be sorrowing through the moats. The night before last was ever into the boats. The storm is gone when there's no boats. And I can see without a boat. I know a place where it's not.
That's a one shot, my little engine.
For something better. 69 Canning Street. 69 Canning Street. Seems that is Canning Street. Feel like getting wet, so sometimes I'm trying to make it sweet. 69 Canning Street. Seems that is Canning Street.
Death of Guitar Pop there. They're from Essex in England. 69 Canning Street, a live version from a festival they did a couple of weeks ago. But they are also playing a Rebellion, the punk rock festival, this weekend. One of the headline acts, I think they're on the Saturday, Death Guitar Pop, 69 Canny Street. That is the title track of their debut album from 2017. Before that, the Body Snatchers. Now, I said Let's Do Rocksteady was their second single, and on my research, it's not. It was their debut single. The follow-up was Easy Life, but it's listed the wrong way on one of my research sites. For you two-tone aficionados, the Body Snatchers' Let's Do Rocksteady / Ruder Than You is two-tone TT number 9. The Body Snatchers' Easy Life with Too Experienced is TT number 12. So Let's Do Rocksteady definitely came out first. So my apologies to all you two-tone crew and people that think I'm stupid. That is nearly all of you. But I can announce that Rhoda Decker is also at Rebellion this weekend. So if you are listening in the UK, if you can, get yourself up to Blackpool this weekend. There's like 300 bands over 7 stages, venues over 4 days. It is a massive, absolutely massive. So there will be something up there for everyone, including Rhoda Decker and Death of Guitar Pop. I reckon it might be time we did
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Oh yeah, Beefy's Cover of the Week. This is a brand new. Sailor Jane is out of Florida in the US of A. She has covered a Sade hit. Now, Sade, most people would kind of think it's a one-hit wonder, so you know which one it's going to be. So I don't need to really spruik it too much. This is Sailor Jane's cover of Smooth Operator.
To ask, he's a smooth operator. All aboard!
All aboard!
New from the legendary Scatterlights, Scar Train. Yeah, the Scatterlights. You know, those guys that have been around for 60 years. Brand new single, Scar Train. Before that, Sailor Jane out of St. Augustine in Florida. Sailor Jane is a talented musician, a professional educator, a nurse, and world traveler. She comes to St. Augustine to perform her beautiful reggae vocals and whimsical ukulele tunes. And her brand new single is a cover of Sade's Smooth Operator. It is very good. I do like that a lot. Alrighty, a segment I have kind of woefully overlooked over the past few weeks, and it got reminded to me in the week that I haven't done it. Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! Yes, Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. We're going to go back to 1979 and England right now. A band that were kind of on the fringes of punk and reggae and rock. They used to hang around with The Clash quite a lot, as well as Stiff Little Fingers and a few other punk bands as well. And I'm thinking, I saw these guys a couple of years ago in Melbourne, probably, I don't know, 9 years ago or something, and Rat Scabies was on drums. Now, Rat Scabies, I think, was in The Damned. I think it's Rat Scabies' birthday today, so this is a tenuous link to On This Day in Ska as well. Anyway, this is the members Bands you didn't know played ska. Offshore banking business.
Dying wish.
Ah, real big fish there. She's Not the End of the World of Kenny Coated Fury. That there. Penultimate album, if that is the case. I've got a little bit of news for you anyway. She's Not the End of the World, track 3 of Kenny Coated Fury, that came out tomorrow in 2012, if you can work that out. Yes, it came out July 31st, 2012. But real big fish news, they are on a bit of a break right now, but it was revealed yesterday by Scott Klopfenstein of Litless Man Band and a few other solo projects. He does Twitch streams, apparently. I have no idea what that is, but he does them. And he has just announced that he will be rejoining Real Big Fish as soon as Aaron decides he wants Real Big Fish to play again. So that is big news, because there were rumors flying around that they were done. And we can't have Real Big Fish done, even though, you know, they get looked upon as a kind of corny novelty band, but they've been around a long, long time. They are the heart and soul of third wave ska in the US and all around the world. Like I said, Candy Coated Fury came out near enough on this day in 2012. Before that, the members. Bands you didn't know played ska! Offshore Banking Business got to number 31 in the UK charts, their last charting single. It was the follow-up to It's Just the Sound of the Suburbs. It got to number 12 in February 1979, Offshore Banking Business, the follow-up, and then Nothing Else. But thank you for reminding me about Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Just overlooked it. I really, really did. So much going on. Segments that I haven't overlooked recently. On This Day in Ska! On This Day in Ska, 1991, Skanking Pickle released Ska Funk Rastapunk. I think that's what it is. I can't read my own writing. It might be Ska Funk Rastafunk. I am not 100% sure. Anyway, that album was released on this day in 1991. I'm going to choose It's Not Too Late off the album.
I wanna be best friend of Larry Smith. I wanna be the ruler of you today.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanna free the students of Ching Chong. I wanna be Asian once again. I wanna be best friend with Mr. Hanalei.
Okay. Write a book, song, poem, paint a picture. Move away from mom, get used to convictions. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's never, 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 never too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late.
civil world filled with poverty. Oh, yeah. Walking on the bounce on like Fishbowl today.
Okay!
It's black guy puts his nuclear reactor. Stop looking out, baby. To look like an actor. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's never, 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 never too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late.
Sublime released Sublime on this day in 1996. Here's a bit of trivia for you. The album was originally going to be called Killing It, but in between the time they recorded it and the time the album got released, unfortunately, Bradley Nowell, never know how to pronounce it, died of a heroin overdose, and they thought Killing It was probably in bad taste. Oh, yes, it was. 6 million, at least 6 million albums, probably a lot more because I got that figure from 2010. Copies have been sold of Sublime, released 5 singles off the album, got to number 13 in the Billboard Top 200. What an album. I had to play Santeria because you may well hear Santeria on Friday night, because Operation Big Jake Bostone do Santeria in their set. They are supporting Raz Jano and The Resonators. Friday night at the Gasso is another Beefy Ska Club. It is going to be a whole lot of fun. DJ Beefy may well be making an appearance. So get along to the Gasso if you're in Melbourne on Friday night. It is going to be a fun night. There's a bit of ska, there's a bit of reggae, and there's covers. What more can you want? Come and see me. Let's meet up. Let's have a beer. I don't know. Skanking Pickle released Ska Funk Rasta Punk on this day, 1991, their second album. We heard the number two track off the album, It's Not Too Late. I should play more Skanking Pickle, shouldn't I? Came to prominence very recently when the drummer from Vampire Weekend wore a Skanking Pickle t-shirt to play Coachella. Yes, Coachella. They kind of formed in 1989, and I think they kind of finished up in 1996. All right, that's it for Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your first helping of Golden Ska for this week. Or is it, people? I don't think we've finished on this day in Ska yet. No, we haven't. Because happy 80th birthday, Mr. Jimmy Cliff. Yes, Jimmy Cliff is 80 today, still going strong, still doing a few gigs here and there. Congratulations, Mr. Cliff, for making it this far. You've outlasted quite a few others of your generation, let's put it that way. In fact, he's probably the last one standing, really, in terms of the Jamaican ska originals. I need to have a bit of a think about that. I reckon he probably is the last one going. No, we won't dwell on that because Jimmy Cliff, yes, he's 80 today. We're going to go out with a couple of live Jimmy Cliff tracks. But I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for downloading. Please keep spreading the gospel of ska. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio, your first ska pod of the week. Happy birthday, Jimmy Cliff.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.